Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So we want to look at the final thing on religious followership. And we will take our text from Matthew 23 and then verse number 8. But you do not be called rabbi. Jesus was speaking to the disciples and to be disciples. He says, and you do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father. Have you heard a message like that before? These are the words of Jesus. Oh, do not call anyone on earth your father. For one is your father who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers. For one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he that humbles himself will be exalted. May the Lord add his blessing, his understanding to the reading of his word. Amen. Now, Jesus is saying very strange things here. If it were not to be the words of Jesus, we will start to doubt it. But he is saying certain things which are not common. I, in my Christian life, have not heard anybody preach on this subject, or even from this verse before, and I've been a Christian for a while. So we want to look at what Jesus Christ is trying to say from verse 8 and verse 9 and then verse 10. Jesus Christ gives very clear instructions. Do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father. Now that's very strange. Is Jesus teaching that you look at your earthly father and you say, you are not my father? No, that's not what he's saying. He's not saying that we should not use the word father on this earth. But I want to look at what he meant by that. So he says that do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. Now, verse 8 to 10, we have very clear instructions from Jesus. Now, verse 11 and then verse 12, we have really the spirit of what Jesus Christ wants to teach. The spirit of what Jesus Christ wants to teach is in verse 11 and 12. It says, but he who is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So, in giving those clear instructions from verse 8 to 10, Jesus Christ gives us the spirit, really what he's driving at. He's teaching about humility. Can we all say humility? Okay. So, I want us to understand some of the things that we are going to see in the light of the spirit, which Jesus wanted to portray, the spirit of humility among kingdom followers. Because the opposite spirit exists among religious followers, okay? They are proud. The kingdom is always characterized by humility, and religion is always characterized by pride. Religion inflates human beings. It makes people feel pompous. It makes people feel that they are almost close to God. It makes people look down on other people. The kingdom does not. Okay? So, that is the spirit with which I want us to attack this verse or scripture in order to understand it. Now, the punchline in what Jesus was teaching is that no one should look to another person in order to serve him. Now, that's a very important lesson. Nobody should look to another person to serve God. That is a kind of thing that Jesus really wanted to drive at. When he says that don't call anybody your father, the word father just means source. S-O-U-R-C-E. So Jesus is driving at something. He is driving at the fact that bypass all human beings. Don't call anybody your father. Don't be called a rabbi and things like that. What he's saying is that bypass every human being and look up to God or look up to Jesus Christ. Now that is a punchline in the lesson we are examining today. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we should look at people, are you aware that we all go home right now? Yeah. If you are looking at people to serve God, human beings to serve God, are you aware that you even stop praying? Yeah. If you are looking to people the way they are serving God, to serve your God, you are going to make a mess of your life. So Jesus is teaching us that no matter who is who, that person is a human being. No matter your mentor, no matter your spiritual father, no matter your literal or physical father, don't look to anybody in order to serve your God. Because people have their own ways of going about their Christian lives. Yeah. So if yours is to copy the way somebody is doing his, I tell you, you are not going to fulfill God's mission for your life. The issue is that everybody has got a peculiar assignment that God has got for the person. We are all not the same. Because of that, I cannot look at somebody as my source, as my ultimate teacher, as my ultimate father, as my ultimate everything in order to serve God. I heard a story of somebody who felt that he was putting in a lot into the service of God in a certain organization. But even the pastor was not putting in that effort in the person's estimation, because he is always available and he does things so well. So one time this person was complaining to the other person, somebody else, that these things, I don't know what is happening. I don't see it up. Because even the pastor himself. And you know the answer that the person gave to this complaining serviceable servant of God? He said that, no, don't look to somebody to serve your God. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, if you do that, the person has become your source. That is what Jesus Christ was saying we should not do. He is a perfect example. I said that he is a perfect example. So our eyes must always be focused on Jesus. Learn to bypass human beings. And you know, the other side of it, that's the negative side. But the other side of it is where human beings validate you. And you think that because human beings have validated you and validated what you are doing, they are saying that you are doing well. They are saying that you are really called of God. They are saying that you are doing well, and all that means that God says you are doing well. No, that's not it. Bypass those people and their standard and their compliments. Fine, we are human beings. We need to be encouraged. But Jesus is saying, don't call anyone on earth your father, because you have only one father, and it's by his standard that you judge your life. Whether you are doing well or not, you must submit your life before the altar of God and let him say, that you are doing well. Hallelujah. So you see that no matter where we are, God wants us that He will be our focus and not human beings. Otherwise, you become very discouraged in life. You look at the way people are serving God and you become discouraged. You look at the way people are praising you and you think that that is all. But God is teaching us today that that kind of disposition is religious followership. He wants us to follow Him, the King, and our eyes should be fixed upon Him. Can I have an amen? Now, I want us to look at some four things that I believe undergirds what Jesus Christ was teaching. If we get these four things very well, I'm sure that we will be on the same wavelength with Jesus Christ. And we appreciate the way that He puts things, the way He did it. Now, we have to look at these four things because many times the Spirit of the living God goes beyond the ordinary words that are spoken and gives us the intention sometimes. He gives us the Spirit sometimes. He gives us really what we should know so that we can better understand or appreciate what is being said. So we want to look at these four things which I believe undergirds the words that Jesus Christ spoke in our text. Now, the first thing is that there is a spirit of Satan that likes to take God's place. You know, the devil fell because he wanted to be like God. And this like God that he wanted to become was not to become like God in character. Because if he wanted to become like God in character, he would not have rebelled. He would not have been lifted up with pride, as the Bible says. Okay? So he wanted to be like God according to the Bible. I will be like the Most High. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. That word being like God is talking about having the benefits that God enjoys. That's the like God, not the character, the benefits. Benefits is wonderful. It can sway you properly. So Satan wanted to be like God. He wanted to be accorded the kind of worship that is being given God. He wanted to enjoy the benefits that God was enjoying. Now, because of that kind of disposition, we know that the devil fell. Our God didn't like that. So God, as it were, sacked the devil from his position in heaven. Now, the devil uses the same spirit, that is what I'm calling the spirit of Satan, the spirit of trying to enjoy the benefits that should only be given to God. He came to Adam and Eve in a garden and he gave them the same spirit of Satan. He ministered to them that, look, I want you to be like God. And I'm showing you a tree. If you eat it, you will be like God. And the woman looked at the thing and said, oh, it's wonderful. I mean, it's wonderful, it's pleasant, and it's nice to be like God. That like God is not in character, once again. It is in what? Benefits. So, you know the story. Man fell because of the spirit of
Hallelujah. 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 Pastor Theo, let's come. Let's just finish this thing. Just sit down. Let's finish it. Praise the name of Jesus. So this same spirit was what was introduced to mankind. And that is what caused the fall of mankind. What caused the fall of the devil? He introduces it to us to cause a fall. And that is the same trump card he holds, that we should like to take the place of God as human beings. It ought not to be so. Hallelujah. The benefits that God should get as a father, please, don't struggle for it. Yeah. That's why he says that nobody should be called a father. Because he knows it. That if you try that title, that benefit, whatever thing that is accorded God, if you try to reach out for the benefit, you are going to end up into trouble. That's why Jesus was strong there like that. Hallelujah. Now, number two.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The second thing that undergirds these words of Jesus is that human beings like to worship physical things that represent God. Human beings like to worship physical things that represent God. And God identified this thing as quickly as He identified the first point. He identified it so quickly. The first point is in Genesis. The second point is in Exodus chapter 20. You know, in Exodus chapter 20, God gave them, humanity, or His people, the Ten Commandments. And God spoke all these words saying, I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other God before me. You shall not make for yourselves a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. You shall not bow down yourselves to them and serve them. For I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God. Hallelujah. So the second point I want to share with you on the getting the words of Jesus is that we human beings have a certain weakness to worship physical things that represents God. In other words, anything that represents God, we have a tendency to accord it or to accord the person what we will accord God. But Jesus is saying that there is a limit. There is a limit. It's true. Men of God are representatives of God. Not so. It's true. Your brother is also representing God. Ordinary believer is also representing God in a certain capacity. The man of God or the pastor in the fivefold ministry is representing God in a certain capacity. The problem is that we human beings have a tendency to worship the likeness. Anything that represents God, we want to accord it the same thing that we accord God. And Jesus Christ decries it. It's not right. Hallelujah. So, that is the thing that Jesus had in mind when He said that do not be called a rabbi. Do not be called a teacher. You have only one teacher, that is me. Okay? So we need to watch this tendency also, just as we have to watch the first one. Because that's a trump card of the devil. We need to watch the second one also. Because the devil can mess us up big time. You know, idolatry is really what God is talking about in the book of Exodus chapter 20, where we read idolatry. And the second point is about idolatry. Idolatry is simply equaling something or somebody to God or above God. That's it. It's not just putting something ahead of God, but also putting something at par with God. God has not got an equal. Neither is somebody over him. And we enter into idolatry when we try to put anything or anybody before the Lord. So we need to watch this tendency also so that we don't go overboard. Or some people, they do things, they go overboard, say, well, because he's a man of God and things like that, if even I worship him, it doesn't matter. I mean, I know I'm worshiping God. Me, in my heart, I know I'm worshiping God. You know, God gave a very strict warning to the angels. He said, look, I know the human beings. I know how they are. When you appear to them, they feel like worshiping me. Yeah, they feel like worshiping you in my place. But God doesn't want that intermediary thing. It's not as if you are worshiping something that is not representing God. But that thing, he said, don't do any likeness. Okay? Nothing that represents me should be accorded what is accorded me. And he gave the reason why. He said, I'm jealous. What is mine, if you touch it, angels, I'll shock you. Jesus was saying the same thing. You see the borderline, we have to be careful. Good. So that is the second point. Human beings like to worship physical things that represent God as if that thing is God. And God abhors it. He abhors idolatry. He doesn't want us to even worship the Bible or worship church. Because the church can be an idol, and even the Bible can be an idol. Yeah? Where the Bible comes before God. The Bible is a guide to God. The Bible is not God. Hallelujah. And we should be careful we don't use it as church. The church is not God. The church is a creation of God. And in Genesis 20 that we read, he said, I don't use anything that I have made as me. And the church has been made by God, not so. It's a special creature of God. So much as you should not use an animal or the sun and the moon, you should not use the spiritual creation of God also. Namely what? Men of God. Namely what? Bible. Namely what? The church. Otherwise, you know what you are in. You are in religion. You are in religion. That is why you read the Bible, ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba. And you know the Bible from left to right, but you do not know the God of the Bible. You know the Word of God, but not the God of the Word. Hallelujah. Number three. Human beings have a tendency, rather, let me put it this way. Human beings are in the God class and can easily be worshipped. Human beings are in the God class and they can easily be worshipped. There's a thin line. It's like a foam that covers maybe a power source. You just have to take off that foam, transparent foam, and then the power will zoom. There is a fine line, almost transparent, that separates human beings from God. Because we are in the God class, he made us like himself. Human beings can easily be worshipped because we look like God. Actually, way back in the Garden of Eden, if you had seen Adam, maybe Adam walks in and God walks in, you have a tough time knowing which one is God. It's true. Baba. You have a very tough time knowing which one is God. If Adam, if he walked in and God walked in, you will not see the difference. You know why? Because man was made in the image. So if you look into the mirror, what you see is your image. Does it look like you? Can you confuse? Yes. That's a picture of Adam and God before man fell. Yeah. We are made in the God class. We look like God. That is why Jesus Christ taught that the rival of God is Mammon. It's not the devil, it's Mammon. And Mammon, if you go back to the original understanding and use of the word Mammon, it will take you into the Babylonian system, Chaldees. It was a Chaldean word that found its way into Aramaic, the street language that Jesus Christ was using. And he said, you cannot serve God and Mammon. Mammon, in its original form, is confidence that you get from riches. But this riches is not just riches like money that you see on the floor, but it is money that has been humanized or personified or deified, giving a certain personality. Only human beings are persons. So when we talk about Mammon, we are not thinking about gold in the earth. We are not thinking about animals. We are thinking about somebody with the attribute of a person, namely human beings, and namely God. You see? So when Jesus said, you cannot serve God and Mammon, he was talking about money that has assumed a person. The person has got it so much that you can literally say, this is money going. Because he's full of it, that you can call him money. That was what Jesus was driving at. The reason is that human beings are made in a God class. And we can rival God. I tell you. Even now, the humanist movement in the West, trying to gain grounds in Africa, they feel that no, human beings, we are capable of it. We are capable of it. And even in our fallen form, we still retain that thing. Human being can so mesmerize you with speech. Oh, they can so speak in such a way that you think that God is speaking, but God is not in it. Human beings, they can so invent things. I mean, they can so think in such a manner that you worship them. You think that the God has have come in a form of man. Well, didn't Jesus Christ say it? He said, I say to you, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High God. And he said, and the scripture cannot be broken. Yes. Even the fall of man cannot break that scripture that we are the children of God. He means that we are in the God class. You see? So, if we take all this understanding into what we are trying to learn, you'll see that you can easily look at a man of God and worship the man of God as if, as a person can so well, he does so well, and the person becomes your everything. Wow. The final thing that undergets these strong, clear instructions of Jesus is that God is very jealous. God is very jealous. That is why you see that nobody should use the title Father, because I am a jealous God. What belongs to me, don't touch it. If you touch it, you are going to be surprised. You can go and ask Moses. I believe Moses was very surprised when God spoke to him in the manner that he spoke to him, because you see, Moses had gone to touch something that should not be touched. God said to him, go and speak to the rock, not touch the rock. Because that rock, we know is who? Christ. So don't touch it. Don't touch it. It's exclusive to me. It is a holy thing to me. Don't touch it. If you touch it, Moses, the deliverer, went to touch it, and he was surprised that God banished him from the promised land. He tried to negotiate, and God said, stop. Don't mention it again. It won't happen. So, we need to understand that the Spirit of God, James says, is a jealous, jealous Spirit. You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.